Good morning, everyone. We're holding Simon Resh Nun Dalet, Siv Zion, page 52. I do hope it's Sunday morning right now. We're recording tonight. Chair, I do hope to finish Simon Resh Nun Dalet today and tomorrow back in shul regular time to start Resh Nun Hey. So Resh Nun Dalet, we're going to finish up the halachas of Shehiyah. It's actually going to be discussing today a little bit about the halachas of Hachana, preparing on Shabbos for after Shabbos, which is Aser. It's a derabanan. It's also to do that either because it's some form of a zilzal of Shabbos, or if you're being matriach for after Shabbos, it takes away from oinig Shabbos. Different reasons why it's aser. We're going to discuss specifically if there is an iser amir la'akum for hachana. Hachana is like a low level iser derabanan, and is there an iser amir la'akum to tell a goy to prepare for after Shabbos for you? We'll discuss that. We'll discuss a little bit about Mayim, the halachas of Shehiyah by water. Here we go. Zok the Mechaber Siv Zayin, top of page 52. Batanurim Shalanu, an hour oven, Shein Behem Radia, where there is no Radia, there's no concept of like scraping the challah off the walls of the oven. That's not how we bake. So Mutar Lahaitzi Yaiser Mishalish Sudais Bisakin or Bishum Davash Yitchai Boy, you could take out as much bread as you want, use a knife or anything else. Not what it means, use a knife. I think the Mishabru is going to say, or the Mechaber says, if there's some sort of specialized utensil that you usually take the bread out of the oven when it's on the floor of the oven, like we cook, then don't use the regular utensil that looks like Ovdin the Choyl, because you're doing it in the weekday manner. Zok the Mishabru is called Membeja Ein Behen Radia. The Melechas Radia Shayach Rakbatanu Reyem, so you medapkin a pas with Dafne Ataner. The Melecha of Radia was only in their ovens, where they would stick the bread to the sides of the oven. Ava Batanurim Shalanu, in our ovens, Shayapas Munachas Beshuli Ataner, where the bread is in the floor of the oven, Le Shayach Mem Radia. The whole skilled malacha of radia sapas is not applicable when you're taking it off of the floor. It's only when you're taking it off of the sides. Zaktzukah mem gimel lahitzi yaser. Because of Amagan Avram, the Hanukkah shehidbik beheter. This, that you're allowed to take out as much bread as you want from our ovens, is only if you put it there beheter. You were not either an Isser Shehiyah when you put it there, or an Isser of Bishel. The betanurim shalahem, you also lahitzi kol apash ein tzarech loy tzarech Shabbos. So Ganavus of hey, afilo ayde shinoi, in their ovens, any bread which you did not need for Shabbos, you cannot take out even with the shinoi because of the iser radia sapas. Mashengim bishalonu de loy shayech radia, mutu lahitzi kol apas afshu hu harbe baharbe yezim mishalasuda shetzarech le b'Shabbos. You could take out as much as you need. Now the Mishabura brought down this Magen Avraham that says this halacha, you could take out as much bread as you need, is discussing where you put the bread there beheter. And the question is, why is that so? Even if I put the bread there be'isser, there's no malacha of radia sapas. So why can't I just take the bread out? Whether or not I can eat the bread, that may be telling if it was put there be'isser or not, if there was an isser shehiyah. But whether or not I can remove the bread, maybe that should not be telling in an isser of whether or not you put it there beheter. What's the difference? Now one could suggest, maybe because if you put it there be'isser, maybe it would be mukta. If you put it there be'isser to the point where it's also to benefit from it on Shabbos, maybe it would be mukta. I'm not sure. The Bialacha definitely discusses this and brings down a tzad, not like the Magen Avraham. But in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes this Magen Avraham that the allowance to remove as much bread as you want from the oven is only discussing when you put it there beheter. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Avol. This is only, you could take the bread out of the oven if you want to eat from it on Shabbos. Akapan and mixes mayhem, or at least part of them. If you don't plan on eating, at least I would suggest even mixas of each bread that you took out. Then it's also to take out food, take out bread that's tzarechel, even just to move it around, is also if it's achana for after Shabbos. You can't bring wine somewhere on Shabbos if it's for Mitzvah Shabbos. The Mishabura says, however, to do hachana for after Shabbos, Aydei Yisrael, is aser. But to have a guy do it for you is going to be mutter. We say, Eli Rabba, Mekel Aydei Atzmai B'tanurim Shalonu, B'makam Pseida Shiyizkal Kol HaPas. The Eli Rabba says, in our ovens, when there's a chash Pseida, the pas will get ruined. If you leave it in the oven, you could do it. Even yourself, even the Yisrael can do it. Doesn't really agree with this. You can eat from the bread on Shabbos, so why do you have to be samech on pseida to allow you to do achana? Just use the bread itself, and then it won't be achana. Why are we allowing you to do achana because of the pseida? Just don't do achana. Eat from the bread, and then it will absolve ourselves of all issues of achana. So the Mishnah Berurah just introduced to us this concept of achana, preparing from Shabbos for after Shabbos. This is not to be mixed up with Hachana de Rabba, which is where an egg, let's say, is laid by a chicken on Shabbos, and it wasn't here before Shabbos in the sugya in the beginning of Be'ah. That's not what we're discussing over here. Over here, we're discussing a Malacha de Rabbanan, a Shvus, a lower level Issah de Rabbanan, that one should not prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. And this Halacha of not preparing is either, like we said before, either it's a zilusa de Shabbos, it's a zilzal to be busying ourselves with things that are not relevant for Shabbos, or it takes away from the oinig Shabbos if we're being matriach for things that are not relevant for Shabbos. So we're being matriach, so we're not having as much oinig, and it's not even for Shabbos, so it takes away from oinig Shabbos. Now, classic examples of this would be if someone wants to make his bed, and he's not doing it because he wants his house to look clean. If you're doing it because you want your house to look clean, that would not be a chana. You're doing it because you don't want to have to make the bed after Shabbos. That would be a problem of a chana. Now, in the morning, most people are making their beds because they want their house to look clean, so that would be okay. How about cleaning up after Shalosh Shuddos to save ourselves time from cleaning up Motzei Shabbos? That could be a chana, unless the reason why you're cleaning up is because you're going to be sitting around now for a while, and it's just not pleasant to be sitting around with a dirty table, then that won't be achana. That's going to be cleaning up for now. Then it would be mutter. But if you're doing it for after Shabbos, that would be achana. Let's say another example would be if you're in a place with an Erev and you need something to be in a different area for Motzei Shabbos, so you bring it over. Let's say you're having some sort of event in a shul. It's Motzei Shabbos Nachamu. You're having an event in the shul, and you have to have more chairs in the shul. So can I bring the chairs from my bungalow to the shul? Well, that's going to be hachana. You're preparing for after Shabbos. So that would be aser. Now the question is there an iser amir la'akum when it comes to hachana, when it comes to preparing? So the Mishnah Berurah over here is seisim. There is no iser amir la'akum when it comes to hachana. Mishnah Berurah said, v'nira da'yedei eni Yehudi shari. Asking a guy, amir la'akum, on this low-level shvus. Usually, there's an isra amir la'akum, even by Yisuri de Rabbanans. On this lower-level shvus, the Mishnah Berurah seems to imply there is no isra amir la'akum. Now, in the Dirshu Ha'aris on the side, he quotes a different Mishnah Berurah, which seems to say there has to be somewhat of a pseida. There has to be somewhat of a hefsid in order to allow amir la'akum, even by achana. And I'm familiar, this is a big discussion in the Paiskim. Unfortunately, I can't remember right now how we're noyeg and what the halacha lemaisa is with regards to amir la'akum by hachana. If there's a hefsid, then for sure one can do it. One can ask a guy to take the bread out of the oven if the bread's going to get ruined, even if it's not for Shabbos. So if there's a hefsid, you for sure can ask the guy. The question is, if you can ask a guy to do hachana for you, even if there's no hefsid, which would be, let's say, for example, the classic case would be cleaning dishes on Shabbos that you don't plan on using on Shabbos anymore. You're sure 100% that you're not going to use them on Shabbos, which means if you say, well, I may use these dishes on Shabbos, let's say it's Friday night, I may use them tomorrow, I'm not sure, then you can wash them. But let's say it's Shabbos afternoon, and I know for sure that Shalosh Shuddos, I'm going to be having milchigs, not fleishigs, or I know for sure that I'm going to eat on plastic, and there's not a chance in the world I'm going to eat on dishes for Shalosh Shuddos, so then it's clearly being washed for after Shabbos, to save you from having to wash them after Shabbos. And that would be a shaylach, and you have the guy wash the dishes for after Shabbos, which is amir la'akum for hachana. And I don't recall right now what exactly the halacha lemaisa is. Maybe, bli neder, if I have time, I can try to share tomorrow, once we get home and have more svarim, I can try to share what the psak, you know, a hanhaga with regards to amir la'akum by hachana. Okay, so that's the discussion of hachana. Let's see, weiter. Zok the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Dalet. She yitchoiv boy. For who adin the yachal ahitzi b'makal, you could take it out with a stick. The chol zehu derech shinoi v'nira da yedei eni Yehudi mutal ahitzi aparachas. Who aklisha no mitzin by a pas b'chol. Idea goy, the goy can take it out even in the regular way, the way they do it during the weekday. And the goy does not have to have a shinoi. Well, the Mishnah Berurah himself holds a mirror la'akum for the goy, but makom hachana is mutter anyways, and the goy can do it even without a shinoi. There's agav, derech agav, there's another shiloh over here. Let's say I'm doing hachana not for mutzoi Shabbos, but for next Shabbos, which means I'm preparing for a Shabbos. Let's say I only use these dishes on Shabbos, they're my Shabbos dishes. Can I wash my Shabbos dishes, not for this Shabbos, because I'm no longer using them this Shabbos, it's already Shabbos afternoon, but I'm going to use them next Shabbos, Friday night, next Shabbos, can I do that? You know, if we were saying before that being matriach for Motzoi Shabbos, or preparing for Motzoi Shabbos, is elusive the Shabbos, or taking away from Einik Shabbos, but if I'm doing it for another Shabbos, so perhaps you can hear a svara that I'm taking away from my Einik Shabbos now by preparing for a different Shabbos, because maybe it's like a different entity. It's not this Shabbos that I'm taking away from my Einik right now. But if we think of the svara of Zilusin the Shabbos, maybe I can hear a svara that it's not really a Zilusin the Shabbos if I'm doing it for Shabbos. Why does it make a difference if it's this Shabbos or next Shabbos? At the end of the day, I'm being matriach now for Shabbos, for the covered of Shabbos. And maybe that would not be considered a zilus in the Shabbos, and maybe that would be permitted. This is also a discussion in the Pesachim. Again, bli neder, if I can, I will come tomorrow with more information on these two shilas. Amir la'akum for hachana, does it have to be b'makom pseida, or even without a pseida, like the Mishnah Berurah over here says? And also, hachana for a yid, but to do it for next week, for a Shabbos, but for a different Shabbos, is that going to be mutter or not? I believe that is a little bit more chamer, that would be aser, but we're going to have to see. Mirtz Hashem, we'll discuss that maybe more tomorrow. Zokta Mechaber Sif Ches. Layamali Adam Kadera Asasiois, a person should not fill up a pot with Asasiois, perish meaning kidneyos, like a delus barrier, Yisrael, Lebabava, a type of legumes, the Sormasin, and other types of legumes, Vitin, Lesecha, Taner, Erev Shabbos, Samach, Lechashecha, and don't put it into the oven right before Shkia. And this is continuing our discussions of Shehia and establishing a concept which we already established, that the heter of Kidra Chaisa, to put raw meat in the oven right before Shabbos and not to have an Isser of Shehia, because it's going to take a long time until it gets cooked. And therefore, there's no Chash of Shami Yechate, because you're anyways not going to use it tonight. You're going to use it tomorrow. That's not going to apply by these legumes because they cook quicker. They don't need a lot of cooking. You want to eat them Friday night. Even though they're not cooked at all, they're raw. They are like other foods that have started to cook. Unless there's a blech, so too in a kira and kupach, not only in a tanner, also in a kira and a kupach. When it's not gar for katum. Now, not gar for katum is going on kira, because a kupach, the halacha we said in Mishnah Gimel, is like a tanner, that if it's husak, begefes ve'etzim, it does not help to put a blech. So that which we're saying over here, that it helps to put a blech, would be specifically by a kira. If you're going to be over an Isser Shehia, even by mistake, which means they were not yet cooked Kamaicha ben Drusoi, it'd be also to benefit from the food until Matzei Shabbos, Bichdei Sheyasu. Zot the Mishnah Berurah Sekhot Mem Heyas Tzaz Yis Vesor Mesin Vuhu Adin Neshar Mina Kitniyah, so to other Mina Kitniyahs, V'yirakas Udvarim Rakim, other soft things of soft vegetables. Shekulam Einum Daim Nabasa, they're not similar to meat. We say by meat, that kidra chayisa, raw meat, you can put into the oven. You can put into a kira right before shkia if it's raw. If for sure won't be cooked for the nighttime suda. And for tomorrow's suda, it's not going to need chito. These things, these legumes are quick to cook, and we're worried that you're going to stoke the coals for the nighttime suda. When it comes to an oven, it does not help to put a blech. This is the olden day ovens. Our ovens, dami the kira, the shari gar for katam. Our ovens, it does help to have a blech. If it's toyach betit, then it works regardless, even in the tanner. And in our ovens, the way to make a blech, Ramosha Shita is quoted and seems to be that you have to put an insert into the oven, a box, which most people don't have. That's where Ramosha held. There are those who are mefakfik that maybe Rav Moshe did not really hold that way for Shehiya, but Lanias Daiti, as far as I understand, the minhag is to be chayshish that one needs an insert to put a blech in an oven, and therefore we don't usually have blechs in ovens. Ptayach betit would work, which means if there are knobs, you could remove the knobs. We did discuss in this year last week, the oilam was suggesting maybe we can cover the buttons with foil and tape it down. Perhaps that would be an etza, I'm not sure. Zaksiv katan memzayin gishain and grufim. Kira levad koi, this that kecha'en and grufim, it's only us, and when there's no blech, is going on a kira. Benaka belashin rabin, akira is the alma. If it says only going on kira, not on the kupach, why does it say grufim lashin rabin? The Torah is referring to general kiris, plural. A plural of kiris. It doesn't help to have a blech on a kupach. A kupach, again, was a box, a half of a kira. It was an oven that was a square, a cube, but the shape of a box. It was not a rectangular cube. I'm not sure that's the correct term, rectangular cube. It was not a rectangular type of oven. It was more of a square oven, and over there it was hotter, and does not help to put a blech. So you should not have any hana from that which you were over on an Issa Darabon, and you have to wait Kadesha Yasu. If it was cooked to Maicha Mandrusai, which is a third, but even a third, which we said in practical terms means that it's somewhat edible before b'di'evit, even before taste, then it's mutter, which means in many cases we're not going to have an iser b'di'evit by shehiya, because in most cases it's somewhat edible before tseis hakechavim, and therefore even though the chatchila one should not put it there unless it's ma'icha ben drusay before shkia, but b'di'evit up to tseis. Zok the mechaber sif taske yaiti b'leim mali chavish al mayim, a similar halacha. Don't fill up a barrel of water, v'yitein l'seich taner, put into an oven, erev Shabbos im chashecha, because there is an iser shehiyah by mayim. Even though mayim is nechal chai, you can have it raw, but there's a significant benefit to having it hot. It's a significantly different drink when it's hot, and therefore there would be an iser shehiyah. V'm also kein asur l'matzei Shabbos l'chnei sheyasu, if you do that, it's asur l'matzei tol b'chnei sheyasu l'matzei Shabbos. Zot the Mishnah Berurah sekot mem tes shel mayim, af agav de mayim ruim lishto is chayim, even though you could drink water raw, when it's cold, v'yirei li is dinin comparison l'cholim chayim l'il b'siv dal, maybe it should be like fruits, that we said there's no iser shehiyah by fruits, because mokim einim toivim kokach comparison mahanim lehem achimim harbe v'yishmim gzeres chitoy, and not as good as fruits when they're raw, and the heat helps a lot, the hot drink is no shayches to a cold drink, it's a whole different thing, and therefore there would be an iser shehiyah, as opposed to a fruit where they're sometimes even better when they're raw. By fruits, there would not be an iser shehiyah. Zaksiv ka anun nusaycha taner uve taner shalonu kishugar fakatam ekshu toich betit shari. In our ovens, like we said before, if it's a blech or toich betit, it's going to be good. Zaksiv ka anun alef erev Shabbos im chashecha elam ken yesh shehus sheis chamu koyde ben hashmashes, unless there was time for it to get hot before ben hashmashes af shalay ischamu kol tzarkon, even if it's not fully hot. And Rav Moshe says, what's the shir Maicha ben Drusoy for mayim? He says the shear of Yad Tzeledes Boy, which over here would be 160 degrees, because we go the Chumrah, Yad Tzeledes Boy is somewhere between 110 and 160 Fahrenheit. Over here, where the larger number would be the Chumrah, we're going to go the Chumrah and say it has to reach 160 before Shkia Lechatchila. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. If they used to have these kederis in these ovens, and if you don't put water in them, the pots could get ruined, and you're putting in the water so the pots don't get ruined, you still can't do that. What are you going to stoke it for? You have no interest in the water getting hot. You just want it to be there so the pot won't get ruined. At the end of the day, people would use this water to wash the kelim. And we're choishish that maybe you're going to stoke the coals in the oven so the water should get hot, so you can use the water to wash your kelim. Therefore, you should make sure they get somewhat hot up till Yatzil Edis by 160 degrees by day. Now, we did speak out, and as much as there is an Issa Shehiyah by Mayim, most urns don't have two different temperatures, and if there are no different settings or different temperatures, then there's no Issa Shehiyah because there are no coals to stoke. Just like a hot plate that has only one button on or off, an urn which has only one button on or off, there would not be an Issa Shehiyah. If there would be an urn that does have settings, like the one that we have, at least in our shul in Lakewood, and many commercial places do have temperature settings, Or if someone has one in their house that has temperature settings, then they will have to make sure their water is 160 degrees before Shabbos starts, before Shkia. Now, b'di'evet, as long as it reaches there before it says, you can use the water. Now, even if it's 160 degrees before Shkia, there's definitely a strong argument to say it would have to reach boiling or somewhat hotter than 160, perhaps even up to a boil, before you can take water, because of the iser of kirv bishel, by taking out some water, you're making the rest of the water cook faster. And even once something reaches Maicha ben Drusai, we're going to learn in Hilchas Bishel and Siman Shin Yud Ches, there's still an iser bishel to take something from Maicha ben Drusai until fully cooked. So if the water is not yet fully cooked, there would be an iser of kirv bishel, taking out water before it's fully cooked. Therefore, it's always best to have the water in your urn fully cooked before Shabbos. So no one makes that mistake. So we're finished. Mazel Tov, we finished Reishon and Dalet. We're going to have now Reishon Hey and Reishon and Vav, a small break, talking about making a fire just to for heat purposes, if there's an Isser of Shami Yechata and the Sheish Tkiyos that they would blow on Erev Shabbos. And then we'll start Hatmana at the end of Tuesday's Shir. We'll start Hatmana and Mirtz Hashem. And Mirtz Hashem, we'll see you back in Shul tomorrow. Looking forward.